These are tough times with real serious issues. So you have to scratch your head when the president spends the last week talking about saving Big Bird.
Mitt Romney yesterday in Iowa. Good afternoon. Welcome back. 4:17, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Talked to Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia a short time ago. Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana coming up at the end of this hour. But the rose among thorns, ladies and gentlemen, arrives right now in the form of Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the opinion pages. Hello, Emily.
Andy, I have to say, I was saying to producer Ann, I feel intimidated to be on the show today, boxed in with all these important governors.
Boxed in.
Very impressive lineup you've got today.
Yeah, you know, it's that, it's the blind pig finding an acorn, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just slum it with some Washington Times reporters in between.
No, it's always fun to talk to the governors, especially when they're out doing the work of the American people. So.
That's right.
Anyhow, I wanted to get to you about a couple of the pieces you wrote this week. One, time for Big Bird to fly the nest. That is absolutely dead on. It's absolutely true. Time for Big Bird to kind of go his own way.
Well, I have to say, Andy, I don't know about the rest of American people, but if I hear the word Big Bird one more time this week, I'm going to have to turn off my computer. The president is saying Big Bird every day, all day, as if this is the most important issue facing America, is the elimination of the $445 million we waste every year on public broadcasting.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, of course, Romney mentioned it in the debate last week where he throttled President Obama, and he just mentioned it as part of types of things he would cut in spending, as an example, he said, because every dollar we keep borrowing from China, do you want to be able to balance it out? Is this worth borrowing more money from China? The Big Bird, he mentioned, and he said to Jim Lehrer, who the moderator, who's a PBS anchor, I like you, Jim, I like the Big Bird, but do we want to borrow money from China to pay for them? Now, of course, we all know Sesame Street, this children's show, is very popular. It has been for, 40 years? It's 43 years, actually. I looked it up.
Wow.
Big Bird has lived. Yeah, the Big Bird has lived rent-free on Sesame Street for 43 years. It's very successful. So without the government assistance, it will do just fine with advertising because kids watch it. People want to advertise to parents and kids. They also have a really successful show on now, which I love, called Downton Abbey, which, again, just selling advertising would do just fine. So the American public has no reason to be spending $445 million every year on this. And the bigger picture is they're spending it on this Center for Public Broadcasting, which is this government agency, which is very posh, very plush, and very high salaries, very high retirement plans. And these are the bureaucrats that funnel the money to National Public Radio and to PBS. Again, it's waste in Washington, and that's all Mr. Romney was saying. This is waste in Washington. It's time to get rid of it. Yet the president has made it the central focus of his campaign this week. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we'll see how it turns out. As, you know, the polls are showing Romney continuing to grow, even though the Obama campaign thinks they've got a big issue here with the Big Bird, and they mention it at every campaign event. But, you know, I don't know. Does the American public really care that much about Sesame Street?
It's very interesting how they have taken something like this and turned it into a big deal. And the president does indeed mention it every 10 minutes on the campaign trail, although he's forgotten to mention Libya and a couple of other very important things like the economy, you know, over the past couple of weeks. But didn't you note that even a former PBS head said that Big Bird can fly on his own and we really don't need to subsidize PBS anymore?
That's absolutely right. And as I mentioned, CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is the very posh bureaucracy that funnels this money from Congress, the former head of it, Kenneth Tomlinson, I interviewed him this week and asked him about it, and he said public television doesn't need this massive bureaucracy funded by the American taxpayers called CPB to survive and be successful. He pointed out that, you know, PBS has Downton Abbey, it has Sesame Street, and they're very popular. They do not depend on taxpayer funding.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's saying himself, it's time to close CPB completely. It's time to shutter all this money. And no one, not Obama, not I mean, not Romney or not anyone on the side of eliminating public broadcasting and all this money, says that this is this will change the deficit. I mean, we have a $16 trillion debt. We have a $1.1 trillion deficit. $445 million is a small drop in the pond. But as Romney used it, it's an example of the things that we get used to in Washington. It's nothing. Let's just keep that funded.
Yeah.
Well, if it can hold its own with its own advertising, then why do we do it? So, you know, it's that mentality in Washington that we have to throw money at things that we've always thrown money at. We can't cut spending. You know, everyone will suffer. Well, something has to change.
You're exactly right. And I want to take in a different direction now, because one of the other things you wrote about this week is Obama even losing Hollywood. And that is true, isn't it?
Well, that's right. And, you know, it just goes to show you that debate last week was such a game changer, because Obama did so badly. And we've seen the polls changing. We've seen Romney now neck and neck or in front of him in a little bit, even in the swing states. But what's happened is the supporters around Obama, his base, are so disappointed and so sort of freaked out by this that he's had to waste time this week going to his most liberal base, which is Hollywood and celebrities, is usually his biggest supporters, and kind of pat them on the back and spend time with them and say, I'm going to do okay, keep giving me money, keep supporting me, I'll pull this back. He went on Sunday to Jeffrey Katzenberg, who's the CEO of DreamWorks and the biggest bundler in Hollywood for Obama. I mean, raised tens of millions of dollars for him. And this rarely happens in the White House. An off-the-record, no fundraiser, closed-door meeting with 12 of the richest people who've given to him, already maxed out, not raising more money. No press was allowed in to see what's going on. Spent 2 hours with them at their home doing this.
Hmm.
And it just, you know, in a blue state, you know, he's not going to get any new votes there. And then he went to a big concert with Katy Perry and, you know, Jon Bon Jovi, and had to talk to all those people. And he said his excuse for the debate going so badly at that point, he said it was because he just had an off day.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, he had to go to San Francisco, another just liberal bastion, and gave his other excuse for why his debate went so bad. And this time he said it's because he was just too polite and too nice.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And
I don't think anybody's looking at Barack Obama as just being too nice.
Yeah.
The reason it didn't work out well for him.
Yeah, no kidding. And another part of your story was actress Stacey Dash stepping up for Romney and getting stepped on by the left.
That was pretty shocking. Stacey Dash was on one of my favorite movies of all time, Clueless, which starred Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah.
Such a good movie. And she, who knew, she's African-American, and she put on Twitter this week, you know, I support Romney. Great, you know, it's almost everyone in Hollywood supports Obama.
Right.
But the reaction on Twitter was horrific. I mean, they said the cruelest things about her race, about her intelligence, about her career. I mean, it was shocking. And it's all because they find that, you know, in their world, that is, if you're black or if you're a celebrity, you have to be behind Obama or we will destroy you.
Yep.
Well, it didn't intimidate her. She just said, I have the right to my opinion, just like every other American, and she didn't back down. And, in fact, an actress from Full House, I don't know if you remember that show, John Stamos,
famous
Candace Cameron, she came out yesterday and did the same, said, I support Obama. So I'm sure she'll get the same kind of backlash. But, you know, it just goes to show you that, you know, although that Obama's star is fading in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, when you're losing your base just 4 weeks in the election and you have to waste time soothing their jagged nerves, that's not a good sign.
No, you're right. Big debate tomorrow night between Biden and Ryan. What do you think of it? How do you think they're going to do?
I swear, I feel like this is like, if I was into sports, which I'm not, this is how people feel about that baseball game going on today.
No, it's true. It's true. You know,
I didn't know what happened until I was driving the hill today. I'm like, why is there so much traffic? I had no idea what was going on. None. Zero. And I saw people walking around in red clothes. But I think how they feel about what they're doing today is how I feel about this debate tomorrow night.
Like, yeah.
I am so excited. I mean, Paul Ryan is such a strong conservative. He's so smart. He's so good. I just think it's going to be a fantastic debate on the real issues that matter in America from the man who really is at the forefront of entitlement reform and budget reform and tax reform. I mean, things that Joe Biden has never spent a lick of time in his life thinking about. And he's going to keep pushing him on those issues. And you know, everyone's afraid that Ryan's going to fail now because I think, you know, especially Republicans are worried, oh, you know, Obama, Ryan, Romney did so well, we could lose. But, you know, he's such a smart guy. And I'm sure Joe Biden's going to bring his A game, absolutely. But, you know, just having someone like Paul Ryan representing the party and bringing out these issues that will never get discussed in Democratic circles is going to be, I think, a really, really entertaining night.
Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden.
And you don't even have to drive to a stadium, and you don't have to wear red.
Yeah, that's true. It's just so funny. You just said something that really struck me as being odd. Joe Biden bringing his A game. Joe Biden has an A game, and what's the A stand for?
Oh, that's so true. Well, it's BFD, as he would say. But you know, Joe Biden. There's this new poll out, which was just shocking to me today, how bad it was. I mean, I sort of think of Joe Biden as a joke, but not really. I don't think of as negatively, but surprisingly, like 51% of voters now, it's a new Pew poll, have an unfavorable view of Biden. So most of the country has an unfavorable view of him, and only 39% have a favorable view.
Yeah.
That's a big gap. And I didn't think his unfavorables were ever that high. And just to compare it, Paul Ryan, his favorables are higher than his unfavorables. It's 44%. His unfavorables are 40%. So 10% more of the country dislikes Joe Biden than Paul Ryan.
Yeah.
It really surprised me, those numbers, Andy.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, I look forward to tomorrow night. I know you do as well. And I look forward to talking to you again next Wednesday afternoon. Thank you, Emily.
So do I. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Emily Miller, Washington Times Senior Editor of the Opinion Pages. 428, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.